Okay, everybody, if we can regroup, please, to start the next session. Everybody, can we regroup to start the next session, please? All right, for the thank you for those who just joined us. Sorry for the late start. We just concluded the registrar outreach compliance session, and I'm looking around the room. Please feel free to join the table, even if you're not a registry operator. This session is very informal, and our objective here, if we have registry operators in the room, is to provide an update. But regardless, we are going to provide an update to everybody. So raise of hand here. Do we have any registry operators in the room? Perspective. Okay. Thank you. So what we'll do here is, I know this is one of maybe the only meeting ever we have not been to the registry stakeholder group. And the reason for that is they wanted just to hear about the new updates to suspension, and we didn't have the suspension process. It's been, you know, not no news in that space yet because nothing has happened since the last time we've had our dialogue. So what I'd like to do is start with a brief presentation to share with our prospective or current registry operators and the audience in the room to see what are we doing in that space. And then we can do an open dialogue question. Again, for the audience, we are also going to be looking at a process for law enforcement referral that I would like to get some feedback from the registries if they are here and willing to contribute. So the first update for the room, and I apologize for those who have been following us because you've heard this slide many times. To get in here. Here we go. But this is a very general slide about our three-year plan we've been reporting back to the community on, because everybody says, what you've been doing, how are you progressing to the plan? We are in 2012, and in this plan, we continue to grow staff. We continue to improve on the process that we built with the community at the beginning of the last year. And the most important message is that we have really completed a prototype for a business intelligence tool to help us slice and dice the data better. We have a lot of data today, and through the complaint system, it was just very operational reporting, not more on the business intelligence, and that's what we're working towards. But we also wanted to build global metrics that apply to us. The big effort that's been underway for the registry operators to know about, and it also applies to the registrars, since 3 months ago, or since Costa Rica, we have a new staff member who joined our team, and his role and responsibility is risk and audit management. And since his arrival, he has been working towards building a risk and audit strategy, approach, and methodology. We want to, between now and Toronto, engage with a good dialogue, and we'll get on the registry operators bi-weekly meeting like we've done in the past to inform you of the activity more. And by Toronto, we hope to have an outreach session just focused on audit strategy and methodology, so we have a common understanding across the contracted parties, compliance, and whoever from the community members join us about what is this activity, how it works, and what are the expectations from it and the plan. In addition to that, there's been a lot of focus on new GTLD readiness. With that, I'm going to turn the slides over here to Stacy and let her share with you an update on the compliance activities in the registry space and the new GTLD readiness.
Good afternoon, Stacey Burnett for the record. So we wanted to give you some information about our current registry operators and some information about our new GTLD readiness efforts. First of all, we wanted to report that with regard to our current registry operators, we receive monthly reports, and all have reported compliance in certain very important areas in their monthly reports concerning DNS availability, who is availability, equal registrar access to the shared registration system, and we've received no complaints regarding denial of bulk access to the zone file. We do have two ongoing inquiries concerning two of our registry operators, and they are in the preventative stage. So next slide, I'm going to try to navigate Maggie's computer. I did good. So our new GTLD compliance readiness plan. We are in the process of interviewing candidates to fill open positions so that we have sufficient staff to handle the additional responsibilities associated with managing new GTLD partners. We are planning training for our existing staff and new staff that will join us. And we are building upon existing knowledge and attending sessions here at ICANN to make sure that we're ready for all of the new responsibilities associated with managing our new GTLD registry operators. Also, we are updating our systems so that we are able to process complaints that may come in about new GTLDs, new GTLD operators. We are reviewing our processes and developing new processes to manage new GTLD audits and other ongoing assessments that we'll be doing on a regular basis. And we are preparing our standard templates like we have for our registrars currently. We suspect that with all these new registry operators, we probably will have more complaints that come in, and we'll have a need for sending out regular responses to parties that inquire and about common issues that come up. So this readiness plan, while we have a plan, we're continually upgrading it and making changes to it so that we have a plan that reflects the current needs. And so that is a summary of the new GTLD readiness plan. I'm going to turn it back over to Maggie.
So before we thank you, Stacy. I totally forgot to introduce a couple of my team members in the room, because I looked around and I saw a lot of familiar faces from the previous session, but for the other team members who joined us, I want to take a minute and introduce, we have Carlos Alvarez with us. He's also a contractor compliance manager, and Owen Smigielski, who's been with us also for a few months now. So with that, before we get on to the brainstorming activity, I wanted to share with the faces that joined us now, the other attendants, they were not in participation before. I wanted to show you what are some of the reporting that we're working towards, even though now it's more focused on registrars, but eventually we will start reporting also in the registry space. So from a performance measurement perspective, as I shared at the beginning, we have prototyped a business intelligence tool, and we will be doing some demo while in Toronto. But what we're looking at doing is aligning our reporting with our methodology and approach, one thing. But also taking it to the next level of reporting on complaints and volume and types and all of that. But you will see that by combining the methodology and approach with the complaint types, how it's all coming together from a compliance perspective to the community, to ICANN, to tell a clear, transparent story. Some of the complaints, the metrics we're able to collect now through this business intelligence tool is allowing us to take, if you look at the legend on the top, it helps you understand the regions on this slide are not the ICANN regions. These are what we call the United Nations regions. We're trying to see how we can identify and pull in the definitions from an ICANN region into this chart. But from this perspective, you can see how many registrars per region, the number of complaints on that region, and we also show it as a percentage of complaints per domain volume. The bulk of the registration volume is in North America. And I'm sorry, it's in the Americas. And you'll see yet the percentage of complaints per domain in respect to the volume, how low it is. So it's helping us to slice and dice the data. Sometimes volume is not necessarily the right region what we need to focus on. So by collecting this data and doing our analysis, it's helping us look and say, okay, you may have less registrations in a region, but look at the volume per percent registration. So we're looking at these numbers and trying to, first of all, to make sure we are compiling them properly, but we are also looking at them for future activities. Another approach in the metrics we've built on since last trimester is we are now starting to collect data to allow us to trend the complaint activities. This, what you're seeing, is only in the registrar space, like I said. Today, with the 18 registry operators and what Stacy reported on in the first slide, we showed you where they are, but we don't have this level because we don't receive the complaints like here. This is a whole different world with the registrar. Another approach to our analysis and data reporting, we used to, many of you, if you've been following the ICANN meetings, you probably are used to the pie chart where we shared with you what are the complaints that we receive and the volume of complaints. Now what we're trying to do is show it to you in relation to the process and the approach that compliance has institutionalized since about 6 months ago. Again, about a year ago, every area was managing complaints in a different way. There was not a consistent approach across all. We now, with the help of the stakeholders and the different community members, for the past few months, we've socialized the process, the methodology, we've improved upon it, and now it's a standard approach, regardless of the contracted party, regardless of the complaint type. The most important part of the approach is for the community, which we've been saying that we repeat the same message at ALAC, at the IPBC, at all the stakeholder meetings we go to, is that it all relates to the process. And why is that important and the approach? Because people have to realize that there are phases in complaint management. There is what we call the informal resolution, which is also referred to as prevention, and there's the enforcement. Informal resolution is not published. Again, back to the process map you saw earlier, the high-level methodology. Informal resolution consists of three phases with clear dates, clear alignment. Is it step one, step two, step three? We contact the registrar through email. If we don't hear from them, we contact them through an email and a telephone call. And by the third phase is email, telephone call, and a fax. We try to exhaust the means of communications because we don't want to take it for granted, because not everybody gets to their email, and we want to make sure that there's a collaboration there and we've allowed the contracted party to resolve the issue. If by the third phase it's not resolved, it is sent, escalated to enforcement, and by that time we publish. It's published on the ICANN website. If you go to ICANN.org, resources, compliance, and under compliance, you'll see notices. We keep that page up to date because we want the community to know who has been breached, what's the status of this breach. So if you look at the history in that page, you'll see some of them were terminated or some were they cured and the breach is no longer valid. So we try to keep the community informed once we reach the enforcement phase. This is new. We're now, thanks to the efforts that we've been working towards on enhancing our tools and our reporting, we're now able to report the status of the complaints by the step they are in. As I said, we still have enhancements underway. It's not all aligned yet, but we have already applied it to two areas. So now you can see where are the notifications fall into. Of course, the first phase is always the high volume, but most of the time we see a reduction in the notices or the inquiries we send because they get resolved. And that's the message we want to show here, is that you've got the first inquiry or first notice, second and third, and this is in the informal resolution, And many times, by the time we get to third, it's at 0%. That means there are no issues to address. If at the third notice it doesn't get resolved, it gets escalated and turns into a breach notice. So again, back to the reporting. Now we're able to collect this data and look at it. So with that, I'd like to first see if there are any questions from the audience before we do a little bit of a brainstorming on the law enforcement process that we had started these discussions on months back. Is there any questions from the audience? Oh, Don. Sure. Sorry, I was looking back. You see.
Don Blumenthal with PIR. Just curious if I could give me a better idea of what my new friend Owen's specific responsibilities are.
Who?
Owen, my new friend Owen, as of yesterday.
Okay. All right. The way the way we've structured the team, Don and the audience. We think of the team as what we call compliance operations, operational oversight for compliance, and I have a performance measurement manager and a risk and audit manager. In the compliance space, we have, for example, we have Carlos and Owen here, referred to as contractual compliance managers. Their responsibilities, Owen's focus now is in the registrar space. As a newcomer to the ICANN organization, even though he has the IP subject matter expertise from previous roles and has been involved in ICANN community, but he was involved from a different perspective. Now that he is in compliance and part of the onboarding plan for the compliance team members, we start him always to get to know what is it we do, what are the tools we use. So for this trimester, which is his first trimester with us, his responsibilities have been to learn how do we process complaints, what are the complaint types. And his responsibilities are a notch up from just that. We want everybody to have an appreciation for what are the type of complaints we have and how we process them. But his responsibility is more into the investigation, the monitoring of a registrar compliance.
Okay, I guess I wasn't quite clear on what audit and risk, particularly the risk part, refers to.
Okay, the risk and audit manager, he's not with us here. He was with us in Costa Rica. I don't know if you had an opportunity to meet Jack. The risk and audit is risk as it relates to the compliance activities and the risk as it relates to the provisions and contractual provisions that tie to the contract. So, and that is based on the volume of complaints, the type of complaints, and all the assessments. It's still, and that will tie into the audit strategy. The audit as it relates also to the contractual provisions.
Okay, I'm still not entirely clear on the risk of what. I understand audit. Maybe I'm too much of a security person at heart, but the concept of risk still isn't registering.
It's the risk as it relates to the contractual provision for them failing or not delivering to that. And I can share with you, we have something started on the side. And like I said, we're going to bring it more in Toronto with more details because it's still being defined and addressed. But the focus is, and the scope is, the contract itself and the risk as it relates to the execution or failure to execute on a provision.
Okay, thanks.
Okay? You have a question? Yes. Oh, we want to share.
Yeah. Hi. My name is Fabien Betremieux. I'm with AFNIC. We are a back-end registry operator for 17 applicants, 16 applicants. Hopefully, one more. We are following the work of the Registry Stakeholder Group as an observer on behalf of .Paris. And if I understand correctly, with respect to new GTLDs and registry operators, your group would be responsible for the enforcing the contracts, right?
Pardon me, could you please speak louder so the people in the Adobe room can hear you?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Should I repeat everything?
Yes, please.
Sorry. So my name is Fabien Betremieux. I'm with AFNIC. We are a back-end registry operator for 16 new GTLDs or applicants. So we are a prospective registry operator for new GTLDs or supporting actual registry operators who would be signing the contract with ICANN. I want to understand something, and I believe I understand that, but I want the confirmation. is your group within ICANN responsible for the enforcement of the registry agreement with TLD registry operators?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much.
I don't need a mic. I speak loud enough.
And so I was expecting from this session, hopefully, to get some information on your processes or plans you have with respect to that function. So, for instance, as to understand how that's going to work in practical terms. Maybe you have plans to explain that later in the process. Maybe you're working on it. Can you give an idea of the status of that work? And if you already have specific plans, can you talk a little bit about that? It's really a general question, but also quite practical as to understand precisely what that's going to mean for new actors, so that's prospective registry operators.
Sure. So for our registry operators, new GTLD operators, and our existing registry operators, we follow the same process for all of our contracted parties. We have a preventative stage where we inquire about a matter, whether it be a complaint that's been received and we're investigating or asking questions about a complaint, or if we have results from an audit. We are going to send 3 inquiry notices where we're trying to gather information, or even if we've determined there's noncompliance, we'll ask you on 3 different occasions to correct the noncompliance before we take escalated compliance action and send a breach notice. And during that period where we're inquiring and asking questions, if necessary, you need clarification, we'll get on the phone with you. We try really hard to work things out informally before we take escalated compliance action. And so in terms of the audits that we'll be conducting, that's still under consideration. So we don't have like an audit schedule to give you right now. We are gathering our resources, trying to determine, and to be honest with you, we won't have a set number for the resources required until we know exactly how many of these registry agreements have been approved. You know, we have almost 2,000 that are being considered, but we don't know exactly how many will be approved, and that will make a significant impact on the resources that we will actually need to manage this process. So we're considering which provisions we're going to conduct audits on and which provisions we're going to consistently monitor. And as we finalize those plans, we'll share them with the community.
Thank you very much. That's very clear. Do you have an idea of when we'll get into those details? Is that clear to you already, or you'll see how the process goes, and it will be timely once we have more details of how far we're going?
So as we get more of our software systems up and running, we're going to share that information as we go. And then again, after the announcement of the approved contracts, we'll have more solid plans to share with the community, because we have to be prepared at that point. But as we get more information about the system upgrades that are happening and other resources that are being added, we will share that at the next few ICANN meetings so that you will consistently get information as we go along.
If I may stress a very important point that Stacey started with, is regardless of the contracted party, what we have worked hard on since last year is to put in place, and again, maybe because of my background, I keep talking processes, you know, it's to put in place a foundation that's going to be a consistent approach across all contracted parties, standard templates, standard communication, standard reporting methodology. Because once you have that established now, if you saw at the beginning in 2013, we're going to move into what we call continuous improvement to become more efficient, more effective, and all this. So the most important message is, if you are familiar with our approach today, it should not be a surprise. Even if you are a new GTLD, the only thing is, what's in the contract, what are the provisions that we need to plan for that don't exist today, as Stacey was sharing with you. And if you know, if you remember also on the slide that Stacy was sharing about the new GTLD readiness, one of the bullets there is planning outreach activities. Similar to what we did with the registrars, when something as simple as the inter-registrar transfer policy, it had some changes to the policy that were applied June 1st, we engaged and prepared an outreach for that. So we are now that we have little more staff, I'm not saying we have a lot, but we have the right staff to help us be more proactive in preparing and reaching out in the different ways. Okay? Any other questions from the audience? Any questions from the room? Okay.
The slide presentation, is it going to be available?
Yes, we will post all those presentations. They will be posted in two places, but I can assure you on the outreach activity, under the compliance webpage, go to outreach, and I will, once we've already drafted the text, we will add all the presentations that we shared across all the different meetings. You might see a repetition of slides, but the slides were catered by audience. Okay? So, yes, they will be posted. Any other questions? Okay. So, Don, I only see you from the registry stakeholder group. But we will get on the schedule. One of the things I really, not to pick on you because you're the only one here, but I want to thank you. but what I wanted to share with you, and I know you have standing biweekly meeting as registry operators, we will get on the schedule. What I'll do is also I will send, you know, it will be posted. But if I may ask you to share that at one of your meetings as a heads up, and we want to engage with the team. Remember, a couple of months back, we drafted a very general process how law enforcement can refer matters to ICANN. And the process was shared with the community across all ICANN community, and we collected feedback, and it was designed to the most common denominator and the best thing for the community. We're doing the same thing now, but the reverse. So we're trying to collect thoughts, ideas, requirements about how the ICANN referral to law enforcement, whether a complaint is sent to us that needs to be referred to law enforcement, or whether through our monitoring or investigation or investigation of a complaint or audits, we come across non-contractual compliance, but mostly, like they say, something that smells bad. You know, it could be bad activities, bad actors. Not to say that we are law enforcement agents. I know I've said that in the previous audience. We are not. But if you come across bad things as good citizens, we need to be able to take the right steps. What are those right steps? That's what we're trying to define. And most importantly is we want to create a process that applies to any and all, whether it's a pharmaceutical, illegal pharmaceutical activities, if it's some of the other activities that could be related here. But we wanted to have a generic approach process with a general template of information. What is the information required? What type of information and all this stuff? So when we generate a report of that complaint and we send it to law enforcement, so again, we've shared it with different stakeholder groups, including law enforcement. So everybody's sending us their requirements, not requirements, but also feedback or concerns or issues. We do understand as an international ICANN community, there will be different challenges. You know, like in the previous session, someone said, who's the law enforcement? How do you know? Well, we're not going after that. We're going to work with the network that exists today through ICANN. We know we have a group of law enforcement team members through the ICANN community. We're going to start there. And that community of law enforcement already is very international. We've got members across many, many, many countries in there. So, you know, feedback on this, ideas, hey, what do you think you're doing? Or yes, you need this, but add this. Just would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, are you referring to what would, say, the ICANN, the organization, put together in terms of a template for reporting what you get, or a template that individual registries might use for direct work with law enforcement?
At this point, we're building a generic template that may end up being on the website. I'm not sure yet. But today, when we come across matters, we want to consistently refer to them. And when I speak of ICANN, at this point, we're taking the initiative in compliance because we see some of the activities. We will, though, the same slide you're looking at now, we will take that internally also. We want to talk to registrar liaison team, to the security team, to the different ICANN members within our organization to get their thoughts on it also and input. I don't know if it becomes the form or not, but we're trying to do some basic brainstorming activity to identify what is this about, what type of information, what can it be. In the previous session, someone asked, say, what would be the criteria? So that's a good question. What are some of the, all of these? If we can put a framework on it, around it, to define it, we know there will be something that we will not be able to define. But let's start with something so that if we come across that, we have an answer to it. Okay? So there's a lot of homework to be done. This is, like I said, draft brainstorming activity. Homework's got to be done internally and within the community.
Okay, you said there's a group of law enforcement folks who work with ICANN, and I'm certainly aware of a lot of them. Can you break down, and the distinctions are artificial, but break down, say, regionally, where you're getting this involvement and where you might be lacking?
I cannot give you a breakdown. We meet through the meetings that Bobby Flame organizes for us. That's right. Where I can start. And we met yesterday for 2 hours to understand and share with them what has been drafted. And we're going to have more dialogue. So the only thing that I can share with you is that I can share it with certainty. If we do come across something before this is finalized and we need to do, we know at least we can start with Bobby and the group there, and it could be referred to properly, unless it's something that's really clearly for FTC or somebody else. But that group already has different representatives on it, as you know.
Right.
Okay. So all has to be defined. Again, I don't have the answer. That's why it's still draft. That's why it's still brainstorming activity.
Okay, thanks. And quickly, because I missed a lot of our phone calls recently, has this been distributed to the registry?
Not yet.
I didn't think so, but wanted to make sure.
Right. We launched it here to just get people thinking, and we're going to also, like I said, get on the registry operator agenda to share with you. I know in the past when we had dialogue, there was a big list, why doesn't ICANN do this and ICANN do that? You and I and Carlos actually had that one phone call about certain questions that came through the registry operators. We need to define a lot of things. But we need to have something simple to start with, if we can keep it simple.
You can to start with, it just get complicated very quickly,
right.
That's all.
And the biggest thing that people tend to forget, we are not law enforcement agents.
Sure.
Our scope is the contract. Our guideline is the contract. Mm-hmm. It's more of, we're good citizens too. If something is not right or something is wrong, what do you do with it?
Right. Okay, thanks.
I'm sure this audience will be much more vocal once we start launching new GTLDs.
Or if you had more of a bunch of folks from specific other people from the registry group, maybe.
Yes, I'm sure of that. I know it's difficult at the ICANN meetings to compete. You never can find the right spot, Any other questions? Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in Toronto. Please look on the schedule. We will be scheduling additional discussions like this, informal sessions outside the Constituents' Day, to allow many participants from different areas to join us, not just registrars and registries, but also to be transparent with the rest of ICANN community on those activities. So thanks again, and have a great rest of the week.